Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
A man's got to fight for what he wants.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, mister, will you just take a fellow American to a meal?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Pedro Fernandez.
How does that sound to you?
Sounds okay.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. We have upon us, we're hours away, I'm talking about the UFC 148 event live from the Fan Expo. The UFC Fan Expo is going to be at the Mandalay Bay, and of course it's a two-day event, and the bottom line is, on Saturday night, the World Heavyweight Championship will not take place, and we're talking about maybe trying to put together Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez. That's much, much later in the year, no question about it. But tonight, good fights, no question about that. The best man, pound for pound, in the minds of a lot of people in the world of mixed martial arts and UFC, the world middleweight champion, Anderson Silva, 31-4, of course, taking on the man with the lip, the man with the mouth. I'm talking about Chael Sonnen, of course, 39-11-1. Sonnen had him beat in August of 2008 through four rounds. I mean, after four rounds, it was 4-0. Spider needed a submission or a knockout in that final round to win the fight. He got it with a guillotine arm submission. So the bottom line is, he's a bad dude, Anderson Silva, but I think he's getting a little bit old at 37. And Chael Sonnen, well, I think he can talk. I think he can walk the walk. He can talk the talk. I think he can walk the walk. And there's a possible upset going down USC 148, of course, from Las Vegas, Nevada. Main event will be on pay-per-view. We'll talk about the TV times a little bit later, but the bottom line is 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, the main card, UFC 148 on pay-per-view.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Make the most of your holiday weekend with great savings at Lowe's. Get 10% off major appliances $299 or more. And take advantage of 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Plus, tackle that paint project with $5 off 1-gallon cans or $20 off 5-gallon cans of paint and primer in one or stain and sealant in one with rebate. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Offers valid through 7/8. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Started it off. Right there, rocked him. Sent to go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard.
And Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You here again? Didn't my old man say he was going to punch you in the nose if you came around here bothering us again?
Want to profusely thank my next guest for stepping in here. Somebody stiffed me at the last minute. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, talking UFC 148 with Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury. What's up, big Kyle?
How's it going, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. Now, you still going with Silva tonight to win or what?
I still got to go with Silva. My gut's telling me to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yeah, but he came so close. It was like, you know, he was like two minutes and 10 seconds left in the fight, something like that, or a minute. Anyway, the bottom line is the fight was almost over. He was almost a winner, and he got caught in a submission hold, which can happen any time in the world of MMA. That's why MMA is so exciting. There's so many ways to win a fight, so many ways to lose a fight. But, you know, Silva came within a whisker of getting beat here, and you're not giving the other guy a whole lot of credit here. The bottom line is Chael Sonnen is a pretty bad dude. He talks a good game. Are you trying to tell me he doesn't walk the game?
No, he definitely walks the game, and if there's anybody that can do it, it is Chael. But I just think, you know, like you said, there's so many ways you can lose in MMA. Submissions and knockouts are the biggest ways you can lose. It's hard to lose. You don't lose quickly from a takedown. You know, and Chael's strength is his wrestling. He's got great ground and pound as well, so he could get a TKO stoppage there. But I just feel like the longer the fight goes, there's still always that chance that Anderson can knock him out or submit him. And we saw that in the first fight.
Okay. We've got prelims starting at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook.com. It'll be one fight. Rafaelo Oliveira, 14-5, taking on Yoslandi Esquierdo. So the bottom line is two guys hooking it up here at 155 pounds. That's lightweights in the world of the UFC. You know anything about these Facebook guys?
You know, I can't say that I do. I think Oliveira is he's a young guy, right? Like 21 or 22?
Yep.
Yeah, he's really talented. We've seen him win and lose. He's had his ups and downs, but he keeps getting better. I don't know anything about his opponent, though, so I couldn't make a prediction there.
Okay. When you look at the fact that the Ultimate Fighter rated as low as it has in like almost history, and it's been on for like 14 seasons now. I think they put two or three seasons in a year, but the bottom line is it seems that way. Anyway, the Ultimate Fighter had the lowest ratings it's had in years, and it moved to a major network. Do you think that's a shocker to the brass at the UFC?
I think it is. I think they're on the wrong foot here, though, going forward with back to the old format. I really like the live format, and I think where they went wrong was just in the weight classes. People are getting tired of looking at little guys fight, and they need some heavier guys. They need to do another heavyweight season or another light heavyweight season. And get some guys that have the size there.
Good point. Because, they, you know, airing this, They said there wasn't enough time to prepare for storylines and things like that. You couldn't build storylines around a fighter if you had just a live show. So counter that.
Well, I agree, but I would agree with that statement, but I think a lot of that has to do with casting as well. And that, you know, like I said, you had good seasons in the past where you had crazy guys all on one season, and you had other seasons where it was just, you know, not a whole lot of personality there.
Is it all about what part does the coaching in that play?
What's that?
Well, how big is the coach in that as far as, you know, popularity is concerned? What do you think? You think he needs to be a name fighter as well, a big-name fighter?
I think so. I think they ought to be personable as well. I mean, look at how, you know, Rampage really stood out because you got to see somebody who's a character. He's not just a good fighter. He's a character. And so that really stood out as the whole time he was there on the show. And you look at some of the other coaches, they're just kind of dry, and you don't really get a whole lot out of them. I didn't think that was the case with Uriah at all. I really think he's a great coach, and he certainly has personality. I like the little jokes and pranks they're playing on each other, so I wouldn't blame the coaches for this season either.
Okay, but Dominick Cruz, he's got a thigh injury. Have they explained what it was or what it is exactly? Do you know, and is he coming back in September?
I thought it was ACL, but I had heard different things as well, so I'm not sure what the timeline is for him. You know, the whole interim championship thing, I think, is a bunch of BS, but that's what they do, so.
Hey, boxing bodies do that. Boxing bodies have a world middleweight champion. They take the championship away from him, give it to Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. I'm talking about Sergio Martinez. And then they anoint Sergio Martinez the emeritus silver championship, some elite title, allegedly, from the WBC. In other words, you know, he had his title taken away from him. Of course, he's going to get a chance to do his rematch September 15th. But boxing started that decades ago.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of it. You know, it really doesn't make sense. If a guy's out for you know, longer than a year or very long, you know, a couple of years, I can understand that. But talking interim championship immediately when the champ gets hurt, I know they did that with George St. Pierre and you know, Carlos Condit, obviously the interim champ. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's all marketing.
Carlos Condit, if Nick Diaz gets off suspension, I guess eventually he will, did they rematch, and who won the first fight?
I was there. I think Diaz won. I really do, and I've argued a lot with some of the fans online about that. But you know what? If they're going to rule it for Condit the way that they did the first time, I don't see the fight going much differently the second time. Diaz is going to march in and hit him, and Condit's going to run around and get him going backwards, and those are you know, that's what it comes down to when how you judge MMA. You know, what are the rules? What are the guidelines? There's no real script for one particular way to score a fight, and that's why you see all these different variables in judging.
King Kyle Kingsbury, our guest, folks. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking mixed martial arts, particularly, of course, the UFC. The Strikeforce is coming to town. In Wednesday, isn't the 11th?
It'll be UFC on Fuel, actually.
From San Jose, California.
That's right. Yeah, UFC's coming back. It's going to be a smaller show, but they still have some good guys fighting.
Okay, talk to me about that show.
Well, I think Chris Weidman versus Mark Munoz is the headliner at middleweight, and that's going to decide the number one contendership. And both of those guys are just incredible wrestlers. Weidman has been on a tear. He stepped up short notice and beat Damian Maia. He fights at a Matt Serra's place out in New York, and he's just an incredible up-and-comer. And Mark Munoz, of course, Division I national champion with great power in his hands. I think that's going to be, you know, possible candidate for fight of the year.
Damian Maia's fighting tonight on UFC 148. Dong Hung Ye Kim, I guess he's out of Korea, 15-1-1, won no contest. You know anything about his opponent here? We know Damian can fight a little bit.
Korean Zombie is his nickname, and he's definitely lived up to his nickname. You know, it looks like nothing's fazing him when he gets hit in the head. It's almost Chris Lieben-like.
I wanted you to bring that up, that he is the Korean Zombie, because people think that I'm hyping it, but he really is. I mean, he walks through punches. He is truly the Korean Zombie.
He's so fun to watch. He's one of my favorite fighters as a fan to check out. So I'll be glued to the screen for that one.
So who wins that one, the zombie or Maya?
I got to go with the zombie. I really do. I got to go with the zombie. I think he's got heart. And he's gonna be a little bit more versatile on the feet. And I think he takes it to him.
That is on FX Cable. It started at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook for an hour. From 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, they're on FX Cable. And then they go live on pay-per-view at 7 p.m. Pacific time and talk about UFC 148, the rematch. Chael Sonnen challenging Anderson Silva for the UFC Middleweight Championship. With Kyle Kingsbury, we'll stick with Kyle for another segment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help.
Call 888-831-7489.
If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you.
Call 888-831-7489.
Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone.
Call 888-831-7489.
This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free.
Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Well, that's the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
G1 check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 25, make it 26 minutes past the hour. Of course, UFC 148 starting on Facebook at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Then it goes to FX Cable for 2 hours, 5 p.m. Pacific time. So then the main card goes on pay-per-view from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that goes, of course, at 7 p.m. Pacific time. You catch it on pay-per-view or go to your neighborhood sports bar. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. My name is Pedro Fernandez, often imitated, never duplicated. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. When it comes to the radio airwaves, folks, and my lawn on the line from Silicon Valley. Where do you live down there, Kyle? Kyle, you there?
No, I live in Sunnydale.
Good old Sunnydale. Sunnydale, of course, Silicon Valley. Now, we've got this card with Kung Lee. He, like, was the master when it came. Remember when he used to draw, like, 8,000 people, 8 or 10,000 people would be waving Vietnamese flags when he fought? You remember that?
I loved that. And they had the yellow Kung Lee shirts on.
I mean, that he was like, the rage. And then he went away and did movies, and then he came back. I mean, do you think it was a smart decision to leave at that point in time when he was selling 8 to 10,000 seats by himself?
Well, you know, I think he had to do what was best for him, and that's, you know, start to look what's going to happen after MMA. And definitely being a well-spoken Asian guy, you know, he can get into film and start to be, you know, that next generation action hero.
Okay. Now, Kung Lee, of course, 7-2, the former welterweight champion of the Strikeforce. Strikeforce is the, I won't say it's a rival company, but it's a different company as far as MMA is concerned. But, of course, they're both under the parent company, Zuffa Sports, which owns both the UFC and Strikeforce. But Kung Lee, the former Strikeforce welterweight, 170-pound champion, fighting Patrick Cote, 18-7, and they are at middleweight with now 185. Does Cote beat Lee or what?
Well, again, I'll preface it with the he's my teammate, so I got to go with Kung. But I honestly think Styles will make this fight, and Cote's going to come marching in, and Kung Lee's just going to pick him apart. He's going to kick the crap out of him.
Okay. When will women be accepted in the UFC? What do the women have to do to get equal rights in the UFC? I mean, there are some female fighters out there, and, of course, Ronda Rousey's tweeting around saying that Anderson Silva will kill Chael Sonnen tonight. Knock them out in the blink of an eye. But the bottom line is, there are some hot female fighters out there, and we're not seeing them in the UFC. Do you think the UFC is going to go female soon, or is it going to be like women got to go to Congress to get a law to fight in the UFC?
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but I do see it happening in the future. I think Dana said that Rousey is the exception. He wants to see enough fighters that are like her in the female part of it, to where they'll add a division. Otherwise, if she's the only one that's that good and she has, you know, maybe one other fighter like Cyborg that's worth anything, then it doesn't make for really adding a whole division of fighters to the list.
But you've got to start somewhere. I mean, you know, women deserve equal opportunity. I think the UFC, of course, is the premier MMA company in the world, so why can't the premier female MMA fighters get a shot? I mean, this sounds sexist to me.
Well, they don't have women in the NBA, but they created the WNBA for them. And from what I understand, the WNBA has lost money every year. It's just basically held alive because of the NBA.
Yeah, but Ronda Rousey, you know, her and Cyborg Santos, of course, coming back from a steroid suspension, I believe, in late November. Of course, she was caught in San Diego last year. And we thought for years, I mean, people suspected for years that she had been taking putting some other than wheat germ in her milkshakes. And the bottom line is did I do that nicely?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's nice. That's smooth.
Okay, exactly. And the bottom line is she got popped, and she'll be off, of course, until November, late November. And then Ronda Rousey, well, they're talking about her fight, Ronda Rousey, possibly in February on Showtime. Why can't, if the UFC, if it's not going to go to a UFC card, then why not put a Strikeforce card or at least a couple of Strikeforce fighters on a CBS card? I mean, Ronda in the main event, can you imagine the millions of women that will want to watch that fight?
Oh, I think it would have huge numbers if they put it on CBS. I think that'd be really good. It'd be great for their exposure, and it'd be good for building women's MMA.
Okay. We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, the light heavyweight contender, of course, of the UFC, light heavyweight being 205 pounds. Forrest Griffin and Tito Ortiz, the final fight on Tito's career, and 15 years, all in the UFC.
It's been a long run, and like I tweeted earlier, he's the greatest heel in the history of MMA.
Okay, now, how do you communicate with people online?
Well, I use Twitter and Facebook, and, you know, I try to get back to as many messages as I can. I know a couple guys have done, like, Skype things where they'll set aside an hour to talk with guys via Skype. UFC sent us out Boost Mobile phones, and I did an hour on the phone with different callers, just talking to guys, answering questions. So there's a few different ways we do it.
Okay. We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, of course, UFC 148 tonight on pay-per-view. Go to your local sports bar if you don't want to pay the $50 at home. I know Ricky's over in San Leandro usually charges $10 a head, and you get a nice menu, and if you want to have a couple of drinks, you can as well. Of course, the big screens, bring the kids. I will bring a couple of kids over there. Ricky's Sports Theater on Hesperian Boulevard, of course, in San Leandro, California, a few blocks from the BART station, Bay Area Rapid Transit, the subway, and a few blocks off East 14th Street, right there on Hesperian Boulevard in San Leandro, California. Go to Ricky's.com. That's Ricky's.com. UFC 148, just hours away. Of course, we talked about Kung Lee, and Kung's been a bad dude, a guy that drew 8,000 to 10,000 people before going off. And he was pretty successful over there. He was like the star of those action movies and stuff.
That's right. He's had a lot of success overseas, and now he's starting to get even more roles over here.
Okay. Now, back to Tito Ortiz and Forrest Griffin. You said he's had a long run. He's lost, like, I think he's 1-6-1 in his last 8 fights. He's 17-10, 1 draw. He was the former flag bearer, but he's riding off into the sunset. What does he mean to UFC history? He was inducted, I think, to the UFC Hall of Fame, the first fighter, I believe, or the first or the second fighter. Anyway, the bottom line is, what will his legacy be like?
He's one of the all-time greats. He really is. You know, if you compare him to today's standard, you look at what he's done recently, yeah, you'd say he's an average fighter. But when you look at what he did in his prime and how long he was the champ, he definitely deserves to be a Hall of Famer, and he is one of the all-time greats.
Okay, speaking of all-time greats talkers thus far, and he was an all-time great fighter there for 4 rounds. I'm talking about Chael Sonnen, of course, taking on Anderson Silva tonight. And now, Chael's talking about professional wrestling. I know Josh Barnett does some pro wrestling. Would you ever consider pro wrestling?
Yeah, I grew up a fan of pro wrestling. I loved 80s wrestling. I loved early 90s even, when they had WCW coming up and all that. It was a lot of fun watching that. I've always been a fan of the different characters, and that's something I always admired.
So,
these guys get older. Well, go ahead.
Do you think you have a personality for that?
Hell yeah. I'd kill it on the mic. Are you kidding me?
We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, folks. You can get a hold of him on Twitter. You can get a hold of him on Facebook.com, and he will respond to your inquiries, your interrogatories. That's right. Kyle Kingsbury, check that out on Twitter.com or Facebook.com. The main event, of course, you think Silva wins. Most people think Silva wins, and Silva wins decisively. Chael Sonnen, 28-11, 1 draw. Testosterone replacement therapy. You're not in favor of that, huh?
No, I think you see all these guys coming out the woodwork getting their testosterone use exemptions.
And that's basically legal steroids, correct?
Yeah, you're basically saying, hey, I'm allowed to stay on testosterone year-round. And the thing is, they're giving this out to guys that are under 30. You know, I don't think testosterone really declines until you get past 35.
Okay. Kyle Kingsbury, our guest, folks. Of course, UFC 148 tonight, 4 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook, 5 p.m. FX cable for 2 hours, then they go live probably for 3 hours on pay-per-view at 7 o'clock Pacific time. You can check it out at home on pay-per-view or, of course, go to your local sports bar. Like I'm going over to Ricky's in San Leandro, California, Ricky's.com. Chad Mendez and Cody McKenzie. McKenzie's got like a 4.5-inch height advantage here at 145 pounds at 13-2. Mendez 11-1 and only 5'6". When I was a boxer, I loved to have height because reach and height meant so much. But not in the world of MMA. Who wins this fight, the short guy, the tall guy, and why?
Mendez is just a much more complete fighter. He's got a lot more experience. I expect him to go in there and win. McKenzie, though, he's got a guillotine chance. You know, some knockout guys have a puncher's chance. he's got his guillotine chance because he can slip that thing on anywhere.
Good enough. Kyle Kingsbury's our guest, folks. Get a hold of him, Twitter.com, Facebook.com. Kyle, all the best to you, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one, Pedro.
All right, Kyle Kingsbury, of course, we're just all anticipating UFC 148 tonight, a spectacular card. 11 fights in all. Get this, 11 fights. They're going to squeeze 11 fights into all this TV programming. 4 p.m. Pacific time, Facebook.com. I think they're going to have one fight, and then for the rest of the hour, they're going to hype the FX section of the show, which is 2 hours. And then during the FX part of the show, which is from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, they're going to hype the pay-per-view, which starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time. This is genius stuff. I mean, this is like Don King and Harold Smith, those type of guys back in the day. Although Harold was a crook and Don was a convicted murderer, they're both pretty good promoters at one point in time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Celebrate the holiday weekend with Lowe's. Get gardening with colorful perennials free for just $10. Plus, check out a Whirlpool four-door refrigerator. Was $2,499, now just $1,999 for a savings of $500. Plus, get an additional 10% off all major appliances $299 or more. And take advantage of 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 7/8. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A jump kick by Goes.
Yeah.
Look, catch the tiger, hidden dragon action there.
Oh, look at this capoeira.
I think he's just doing that to get him excited because he thinks maybe if he grabs the leg, he'll go to the ground. But it might work. We don't know. Goes for the single. Coleman getting him down. Coleman getting him into a whole grinding away that right hand.
Through the body again.
Allen's got him down now. Allen's on the bottom. He's got Coleman where he wants him. If Allen gets a close guard around him, Allen's going to have him where he wants him. He's playing Allen's game here. Allen wants this kind of a fight. He wants him to the ground.
That's a good shot.
Moments to throw a knee here to the top of Allen's head.
There we go.
There it is. He's not going to be able to take too many. Oh, he's knocked out. Is he knocked out?
He's out. I think he's knocked out.
He's out. He's out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Look at this. He's attacking Mark. He's attacking Mark. He doesn't know what to do. Mark wants to hit him.
And I think it was that this knee right here, that's the one that did it. Because see him fall on the side. It's a lot like what happened when Igor Bochanchin KO'd Kerr and got a no contest, because at that time, these knees were not legal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And that will be the last question I answer with that hat on.
Sounds like Kennedy, in the morning, was killed. John Kennedy wouldn't put on a cowboy hat down there in Fort Worth, Texas. If you want to see me wear it, come back to the White House. Of course, he never made it back to the White House. Testosterone replacement therapy. Now, I've got a problem saying the word testosterone. The bottom line is, of course, most men have a 1-to-1 average. Okay, the amateur or the World Anti-Doping Association says it should be like 4-to-1, the max as far as a man's concerned. So far as anything over 4-to-1, you flunked their test. Okay, the Nevada State Athletic Commission is willing to take up a ratio of 6-to-1. Of course, the greatest ratio ever was when Chris Benoit had murdered both his wife, his son, and then killed himself. His was 59-to-1. But this is legalized steroids. And I think that Dana White, or I thought that Dana White, of course, the czar of the UFC, the president of the UFC, the face of the Ultimate Fighting Championships in the world of MMA, the most powerful man on the planet, okay? Of course, he's only 10% owner. The guys that really got the big bulk of the pie are the Fertitta brothers, who own the Station Casinos down there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the bottom line is they got something like 78%, I think, or 77%, 13% goes to the Republic of Dubai. They bought in for a little bit, and that's worth about $100 million. So you got to figure the UFC is a billion-dollar business, and then Dana White's got 10% as well. But Dana White, the Fertittas, they're talking about wanting to clean the sport up and this and that, and you know, not having people think that everybody that appears on an MMA show or a UFC show is on steroids. But aren't they doing the opposite of that by pushing for this testosterone replacement therapy? I mean, think about that. This is like the most compelling steroid you could take. This is what steroids are all built on. All the other ones mask testosterone. They're like synthetic forms of testosterone, okay? And yet certain guys can get, if you can get a doctor's note, I guess it's sort of like a medical marijuana card here in California. If you get a doctor's note and you bring it to the Nevada State Athletic Commission or the California State Athletic Commission, that they're going to consider accepting you. And the bottom line is, I think if you need TRP, replacement therapy of the main male hormone, testosterone, you got a problem. And you probably don't deserve to be world-class in fighting. And you shouldn't be able to have that kind of advantage and take that type of supplement and not pay a price for it. I mean, the bottom line is, okay, it's steroids. Steroids are steroids. They're drugs. They're performance-enhancing drugs, okay? But they're legalized now. I mean, a 6-to-1 ratio? Come on, when the normal guy is 1-to-1? Isn't that legalized steroids or what? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we are each and every Saturday for 2 hours at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to say hello to all our affiliates across the pond, of course, Memphis, Houston. Want to say hello to the New Orleans area. Got lots of affiliates, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, live worldwide on the internet at ringtalk.com and sportsbyline.com. But think about that. Legalized steroids. What does that mean? I mean, how much of a factor do you think that would play in a fight? I think we need to get a doctor on here and ask him, you know, what's the difference if the average man has a 1-to-1 level? And let's give a fighter a benefit of the doubt. Let's give him double what a normal man is supposed to have in his prime. Okay, let's give him a 2-to-1 type of thing. All right? How the 6-to-1, how much more is that enabling the fighters to train harder, to recover faster, to fight harder, and to get in better shape. Is it legalized cheating? Legalized steroids? Does that mean it's legalized cheating? The UFC has got, hey, listen, the WWE have the wellness policy. I think they test you every 3 or 4 months, and if they test you positive, or they call it when you test dirty, okay, the bottom line is the first time it's a warning, the second time it's a suspension, and the third time it's termination. Now, Randy Orton has been suspended twice. And this last time, the guy's a little strange, but the last time he was suspended, I guess it was about a month and a half ago, it was for marijuana and the steroid, okay? But that last WrestleMania, when he was smoking a joint in the building right before a match, and then he got popped doing that. So, you know, Vince and the boys, talk about the McMahon family, of course, that runs the UFC, they say, hey, you know what, you've got to be suspended. So he's suspended at least 3 months. The third time he's termination. But, you know, I just don't think they would do that. I think if he got caught a third time, they'd fire him and then rehire him again, like, you know, 3 months later, or put him under a mask or something like that. Because Randy Orton is a big draw. No question about that. Okay, no doubt about it. And the ratings are hurting with him off TV. But, you know, he's been on steroids. He's been caught on steroids. Their wrestling company has caught them. The UFC, I don't know how many guys have failed UFC drug tests. They really haven't. They failed Nevada State Athletic Commission drug tests. I mean, Alistair Overeem, talking about this testosterone level, his was 15 to 1. 15 to 1. That's why he was suspended almost a year. I think he can come back in late December and apply for a license. So says the Nevada State Athletic Commission, as long as he remains inactive until then. That means no fights whatsoever. And, of course, you know, most of these guys in boxing, if they're suspended, they just go to other countries, especially guys from, you know, south of the border in Mexico. So Overeem, being from the Netherlands or Denmark, or that area of the world, in Europe, I mean, he had that opportunity. He can fight over there and make pretty big money. But he realized that he needed to serve this sentence out, get it over with, and get back in the main game with the UFC. Of course, he was supposed to challenge Junior Dos Santos for the World Heavyweight Championship in May or June. Of course, now it's Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez. That's probably going to happen in November or December, depending on the comeback of Georges St. Pierre, the World Welterweight Champion, considered the best fighter pound for pound in MMA. But after replacing an ACL, an anterior cruciate ligament, I believe that's what was replaced with him, after replacing that, getting one out of a cadaver and putting it in your body, I just don't, you know, I don't know if you could ever be 100% again. Because I don't think that Tito Ortiz was ever 100% after the operation. In fact, I think most of those losses that he's got came after the operation, when they put a cadaver's ACL in his leg, in his hip. Right? The bottom line is, when they got to add things onto your body, it's not good. And obviously for Georges St. Pierre, the hottest fighter in MMA, although I call him the greaser, and people out there can say, how can you do that? The greaser, that's like a racist term. No. He put grease on his body. That's right. When he fought BJ Penn, they put Vaseline on his body, his back and his shoulders, before, I take that back, after the first round, and then again after the second round. So twice, you know, in as far as BJ Penn's concerned, is he's got to try to get the guy on the ground and, you know, get him into a submission move. And if you can't grab the guy and get him there, well, guess what? It ain't going to happen. So I thought they should have ruled that fight a no contest, but because it took place, of course, in Canada, where Georges St. Pierre could probably, he's sort of like Manny Pacquiao up there. He really is the most popular athlete in the entire country. And that goes for, like, you know, they've got some Canadian baseball up there. They've got the Canadian Football League. So they've got their own sports entities in that country. And the bottom line is Georges St. Pierre makes the most money and is the biggest draw in the state. No question about that, the World Welterweight Champion. Now, will he come back and fight Nick Diaz or Carlos Condit? Once Nick Diaz is clear of the suspension, will it be him and Condit? I mean, right away, because if the first fight was so as controversial as it was, Kyle Kingsbury thought that Nick Diaz, the bad boy of MMA, testing positive for little small portion of marijuana in his urine. Like, that's going to make a difference in a fight. Come on. How can you take a fight off the books? Make it illegal, make it a no contest, make it like it never happened, And then at the same time, you're the same entity, I'm talking about the Nevada State Athletic Commission, that allows guys to have steroid replacement therapy, testosterone replacement therapy. I mean, come on, what's the difference? It's both an edge. And edges in sports shouldn't, if they're illegal, they're illegal. We're not talking about drinking a cup of cappuccino or something like that, you know, before a match. We're talking about steroids, testosterone, as I said, that, and if you take the invisible EPO, you can increase the oxygen in your bloodstream something like 40 to 45%. So you can train 40 to 45% harder, recover 40 to 45% faster, okay, and be 40 to 45% meaner. I mean, with more testosterone would make you so aggressive, would be unbelievable. Of course, the king, when it comes to that level, was Chris Benoit. Of course, he was a guy in like 2008 that killed his wife, his son, and himself, of course. But he tested out at 59 to 1 as far as his testosterone level is concerned, okay? Alistair Overeem, 14 to 1. Not good. He'll be back. And he'll be in the heavyweight title picture next year. But, you know, can he stay clean? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the guy's, in his entire career, he's been suspect. We looked at him when he was a light heavyweight. He looked like he didn't have any problems making 205 pounds and being lean, okay? All of a sudden, he's coming around at 255 and, you know, started not ducking tests, but avoiding testing and having testing when he wanted and this and that. And you knew the Nevada State Athletic Commission was going to be able to hit him up with two surprise tests in 2012. That was part of his getting a license in 2011. He hadn't been licensed yet in Nevada. He was going to go before them for a license. They denied him a license and, of course, suspended him, I believe, until sometime late in December. But the bottom line is, you know, he is the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship, or that's what people say. But we'll see what happens. Of course, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos rematch of last November's USC debut on Fox. Fox, a major TV network, of course, bringing in 12 to 15 million people to watch that fight between Cain Velasquez, a knockout, and one. Nobody thought the fight would go, would end that quickly. I mean, they weren't ready for it. The UFC wasn't ready for it. The Fox TV people weren't ready for it. They just filled, like, for, you know, 50 minutes, 45 minutes with nothing but UFC hype. And the bottom line was they should have had other fights in line and ready to go for TV. But, you know, the champion, Junior Dos Santos, stopped Cain Velasquez in a minute and 4 seconds, okay? Knocked him out with blows on the ground. He is the baddest boxer in MMA. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos, of course, the world heavyweight UFC champion out of Brazil. He's the best boxer in the sport. And a lot of these guys, they just don't realize it because, you know, they're wrestlers. And they you sort of train opposite. Your footwork is opposite. When you're in wrestling, you know, you need to use the heels of your toes, the heels of your feet, in order to support yourself when people are trying to push you back. But in boxing, you need to be on your toes. It's the exact opposite. So that's why I tell guys, never buy a wrestling shoe if you're a boxer, because they're built the opposite way. They're built, you know, to be used with traction in the heel area, not being up on your toes. That's why Oscar De La Hoya only had him for one fight. Once I explained it to Emmanuel Stewart cut that off. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. UFC 148 will go through the final card right here on the Sports Byline Podcast Network. What you got to do? TCP so mellow, nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. 831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free.
Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Stand up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown, she's so tight with his strike.
Oh, Gambarian looking to finish.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Talk about the UFC being on the temporary injured list. Jose Aldo, he'll be back October 13th. Of course, he hurt himself. I think he tore an ACL or something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is he's hurt. Dominic Cruz will be another 9 months before he comes back. I mean, fighters get hurt. They're training too hard. Dana White's telling them in the gym, you know, hey, you guys need to chill a little bit. You're training just a little bit too hard. Of course, we are just hours away from the UFC 148, the main event. Chael Sonnen, of course, challenging again the world middleweight champion Anderson Silva. Of course, the first time Sonnen was beaten but tested positive for steroids afterwards. I think his level was like 13 or 14 to 1, something like that. But tonight he's allowed to go 6 to 1. That's interesting. We talked about that earlier in the show, much about steroids and testosterone replacement. But Sonnen, the mouth of the South, taking on Anderson Silva in the main event. I think it's sort of be good for the sport if Anderson lost. He's won 9 straight times. You know, they say he's the best fighter in MMA. I don't really think so. I give Chael Sonnen a hell of a shot here at UFC 148. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. UFC, Strikeforce, Bellator. We are here every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, much respect.